Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. This is day 19 of the partial government shutdown. On Friday, 800,000 federal workers will miss their paychecks. And as you're about to hear, arguments put forth last night by President Trump and Democratic leaders about the border wall failed to change minds on either side of the aisle in Michigan's congressional delegation. We begin with GOP Representative Bill Huizinga of West Michigan's 2nd District. Congressman, did President Trump make an effective case last night for his border wall?
Well, I think he certainly, this was one of his best performances because he was focused in on it, you know, having 8 or 10 minutes on that. I think it has been on the back burner in a way for the American people because they're not seeing a lot of the effects as lapses in funding have done in the past. And obviously, I was critical of the last administration when I characterized it as weaponized the shutdown, shutting down the open air, you know, memorials and those kinds of things. So, you know, there's been frankly a lack of I think day-to-day pain for people that maybe has allowed them to not be paying attention as closely. When we're dealing though with TSA and our border agents and Coast Guard and others that are being affected, I think that is becoming much more real for people back home.
What about the case that he was trying to present to the American people that border wall is needed? Do you think he did a good job of selling that to the public?
I think he did a reasonable job with that. I think it's going to be an ongoing conversation. It needs to be that. It needs to be more forceful. I think we need to see some movement on all sides. What's most frustrating to me is that, you know, the House has had passed a bill before the end of the last Congress, we have not seen any real good faith negotiations out of Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, from my opinion, as they've been going in and saying, look, we're not going to do anything until the government is open. That to me is not reasonable. And the bottom line is we know that both of those leaders have supported border security initiatives in the past. I've voted on this back in the Obama administration as well as the Trump administration. We've all seen the video of President Obama and others talking about the need for this increase in border security. So I don't understand how having 400,000 apprehensions at the border yet a year, which is a 20-year low, by the way, it does not underscore the significance and the seriousness of the issue.
When we talk border security, let's siphon down to the physical wall that he's demanding. Is that the best solution to address security issues at the border of the United States?
You know, I've been very clear about this for a number of years, actually, that I don't believe that a poured concrete wall is practical along the entire southern border. Why? Because we have a significant amount of our border in the middle of the Rio Grande. We should not, nor can we, cede that territory to Mexico and have somebody else. We know that there's agricultural needs for the Rio Grande and other places, but we do have areas where we have to have a physical barrier. We also need more agents. We need more technology to stop people and illicit products from coming across the border. So that to me, I use the term border integrity because we need to know who and what is crossing our border, and we need to make sure that it's done in a legal fashion.
Congressman, there have been reports a number of lawmakers are getting pressure from their constituents to end the shutdown. There are apparently, reportedly, some Republicans considering backing the Democrats' bill that would reopen the government without border wall funding. What are you hearing from your constituents?
Yeah, we're hearing from both sides. I would say the majority of the folks and the responses that I have seen have been encouraging of pushing the issue of border security. And again, I think this kind of goes back to your first question, which is, are people seeing really the effects or the day-to-day pain of not having government fully functioning? And it does beg the question, you know, we have those essential workers of the 800,000. We've got a significant number of those that have been deemed essential. What is the role of these non-essential folks, and what are they doing? And we need to make sure that we are, frankly, sharpening up our government spending overall. This is not the way to do it, but we do need to be looking at how we are using those tax dollars effectively.
Would you support reopening the federal government without that border wall funding?
Well, we need to have border security, and I, at this point, am a no in voting for opening the government and funding the other parts of the government without addressing that very serious issue.
What's the best way to end this impasse, do you think?
Yeah, negotiate. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer need to get serious about negotiating this. Last night, Mike Pence came in along with Secretary Nielsen to talk to our conference. I had a direct conversation with both of them. It's clear that they are ready, willing, and able to have the conversation. Having government open before there is negotiations of any sort just doesn't seem like a reasonable position from my standpoint, because that is the pressure point of trying to drive forward those negotiations.
Michigan GOP Congressman Bill Huizinga, thank you so much for talking with us on Stateside.
Hey, thanks, Cynthia. Appreciate it.
And now we turn to Democratic Congressman Dan Kildee of Flint. Congressman, did President Trump advance his case last night for a border wall?
I don't think he did. You know, basically, he gave the same argument that he's been giving since he initiated this whole crisis. It was a moment that he could have used to rise above the relatively low level of political discourse that he has encouraged in this country. He could have said, look, let's open the government. I believe there's common ground. I'm willing to commit to find that common ground through the process that the framers of our government created 200 years ago. But we're not going to shut the government down to get it. He missed that opportunity, and it seems as though today he's sort of doubling down on these bully tactics, and it's very unfortunate.
He did start last night, and he used the word humanitarian crisis. Does that crack open a door in any way in your mind?
Well, only in the sense that the humanitarian crisis that we face is one that is the creation of his policies on the border. He's the one who has been jailing people who are seeking asylum. He's the one who has put families in detention. He's the one that ripped children away from their parents. He's the one who fired tear gas at people at the border who were simply standing in line waiting to be processed. So there is a humanitarian crisis, but it's one that he could stop tomorrow by simply ending these brutal tactics.
The president is repeatedly criticizing Democrats in Congress for not taking border security seriously. Do you believe we could do a better job in securing our southern borders?
Yes. And that's why we have given him literally billions of dollars over the last three budgets, to improve border security. We have $1.3 billion that we are ready to deliver to him if he'll just sign the bill to increase border security. But what we've been asking for, if he wants to go bigger or go deeper on this, is to give us a concrete plan, not a plan just for walls, but a plan for the use of technology. We support strong border controls. We support walls or fences where they make sense. But what we're not going to buy into is to give him a lump sum, which is what he's asking for, to build a wall from, these are his words, from sea to shining sea. No border security expert thinks that makes any sense. It's only his effort to keep a campaign promise that he thought he would never have to keep. And he's shutting the government down and jeopardizing the lives of hundreds of thousands of Americans in order to do it. That's just completely irresponsible.
The president wants $5.7 billion for the, air quotes here, the wall. That is a lot of money to you. It's a lot of money to me. But we know it's a pittance when it comes to the entire federal budget. Why is it worth keeping this federal government partially shut down over this amount?
Because it's not about the money only. It's about the principle of what we do. Why should we engage in 7th century technology to secure our border and spend almost $6 billion on something that the experts say will not work? One of my colleagues from Virginia, a freshman, Congresswoman Spanberger, worked in the CIA and specifically tracked drug interdiction efforts in the United States, tracked those people that the president pointed out to. In her experience, she spoke this morning, they use tunnels, They use ports of entry. They use ships. They use aircraft to get those drugs into this country. We want to stop them, but putting up a wall doesn't stop a truck from crossing the ports of entry. Technology that can sniff those drugs and identify them will. We want to spend money to solve the problem. We just don't want to spend money in order to satisfy Donald Trump's sort of cartoonish impression of what border security should look like. That's what he's asking us to do. And it just, it's not just about $5.7 billion. It's $5.7 billion that would be wasted because it would not solve the problem.
So what is the best way, in your view, to end this impasse and get the entire federal government up and running again?
Well, it would be for the president to submit the need for additional border security to the process of government that we have had in place for 200 years. Send a proposal to Congress. Let us tear that proposal apart, add to it, subtract from it, use the information we have, use the expertise that we can bring in, and put together a border security plan that we think will actually work. We're willing to engage with him on a real plan, but we're not going to adopt his cartoonish approach to this, and we're not going to succumb to his willingness to jeopardize the entire U.S. economy in order to get something that he's unwilling to submit to the legislative process.
Congressman Dan Kildee, Michigan's 5th District, thank you so much.
Thank you.